Welcome back to Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big Esports Show. I'm your host, Elissa Walker-Campbell. Before we continue our conversation with CEO of National Golf Schools, Patrick Livingston, we would absolutely love to hear from you. Give us some feedback. Join us at Twitter, at eRadioSports, and you can always go back and listen to the entire interview and our two-hour show at podcastarena.com. Click on the YSR tab. As you're listening to this conversation, be sure and go to nationalgolfschools.com. You can check out their amazing website. For the commercial break, Patrick, we were talking about Danny Willett, his incredible run at the Masters. It's been a long drought since the Europeans had a win at Augusta, and it kind of reignites that love affair with the Masters, doesn't it?
Well, it's really true, and they had a 10-year, 12-year span there where foreign golfers won 10 out of the 12 Masters. But that's kind of changed around a little bit. They had a great run of American, good golfers winning over the last few years. Danny Willett is kind of like a breath of fresh air. You always like to see an outstanding athlete put his game together and perform, before the world. And that's exactly what he did. He had a strong game. He was the second person in fairways hit, so he's getting the ball in play. And, we've talked about this before, how important it is to get the driver in play. You can, lose golf course, golf tournaments by, not getting it in play. But the driver sets you up for the rest of your game. And he's got a solid game. He's sneaky long, excellent putter, and did a great job. That was only the second time he's ever played in the Masters. And they always say you need four or five rounds to understand where to hit it in the green, where to your drive should be right center or left center. Well, he brought it all together at the right time, and a 67, final round was just an incredible round of golf.
Does this course, did it favor his game?
Yeah, I think it does. It does because, again, he keeps the ball in play. He's not overly long where you can take advantage of, dog legs and, holes like that. And then he's got a well-rounded game, and that suits the, the Masters. He can cut the ball when he wants to, and, that's, a good way to play the Masters, except for the two par fives where you have to, draw the ball a little bit on the back nine. So his game suits it well.
Another fresh face in the game of golf that we're talking about. We're celebrating the big win by Danny Willett, and it obviously is life-changing for him. What might we expect to see from him in the future? Because he is now, as we're talking about, Patrick, he's a household name. People know who Danny Willett is.
No, it's true. I mean, and he was going to bring his game, to America this year by playing on the PGA Tour. But again, his wife was pregnant, and things were kind of up in the air, so he chose not to. But from all accounts, he's going to be a full-time PGA Tour player next year, and will be be a real force out there. If you can play Augusta National and putt as well as it does, it keeps the ball in play, sneaky long. That's the ingredients for being a very good golfer and having success on the PGA Tour.
Well, give us a hit on Rory McIlroy. I was pretty optimistic that he was going to be able to make a strong run and finish. In your mind, how do you see him at this point with his game?
Boy, yeah, you and I both. I thought he was set to, get that.
Boy, I sure did.
That,
yeah,
that Masters, and had accomplished all four of the Masters at a very, majors in a very, very short amount of time. He just looked distracted, and I think if he wasn't satisfied with his game, he's trying to work with it. But he has never in his life gone, 18 holes in a major without having a birdie. But he did. He went 18 holes, one of those rounds,
right,
without having a birdie, and that's not his game. I mean, he is one of the longest drivers out there. He's got a solid, middle iron game, short game, good putter, but he has just not put it all together. And I think he's probably as confused as you and I and our listeners are.
Okay, you're listening tonight to Patrick Livingston, the CEO of National Golf Schools. We've invited him on not only for a full recap of the 80th Masters, but we also want to talk about National Golf Schools. And I know there's a lot of golf schools out there. What makes National Golf Schools so special? Tell us about it, Patrick.
Well, we have 100 locations around the country. We have 3 international locations. We're doing a golf school. It's a resort, and it's on the it's on the Atlantic Ocean. The Nicholas Course has more yardage on the Atlantic than any other golf course in Florida. So you're working your game. You got a perfect setting. You've got a second golf course here. designed by Watson at one time. It was the longest golf course in Florida. It now, is the second or third largest. So you've got all the aspects of it. You're finished with your round of golf. You can go get a massage at the spa, loosen up those muscles, get all that tension out of there. Three or four great restaurants here. And then also probably the biggest thing about National Golf Schools is we customize our schools to your needs. If you want to play starting March 5th through March 10th, well, we'll make that work for you. We don't have preset dates where you have to go, from Monday through Friday or Friday through Sunday. You go as long as you want and, wherever you want, and we'll make it work for you. We have all PGA pros and LPGA pros doing the teaching, and we love what we do.
And so tell all the listeners across the country where they go to find a location, a package that they can customize for themselves.
It's nationalgolfschools.com. We've got all the listings in there. You'll find out some of the details about the courses. We have Reunion in Orlando. We have three courses. It's the only course in the world where you can have a Watson, Palmer, and Nicholas design courses. And naturally, you come to that school for a three-day school, you're going to play all three of those courses, as well as get the best PGA teachers that are out there.
Simply one of the best. Patrick Livingston, CEO of National Golf Schools. Of course, go to their website. It's nationalgolfschools.com. That is correct, right, Patrick?
That is correct.
That, of course, was Patrick Livingston, CEO of National Golf Schools, and we want to take time to thank all of our amazing guests and our lineup. Brian McTaggart, Astros beat writer. Jeff Passan, the MLB columnist with Yahoo Sports, best-selling author of The Arm. Bob Ryan with ESPN, and Andy Pondillo with our MLB news and notes. And Motez Bashara, CNN World Sports feature writer. I'm Elissa Walker-Campbell, encouraging you not to drink and drive. We'll see you next weekend for the biggest, the best in sports right here at Yahoo Sports Radio.